Today, Tampa City Council heard an update on the administration's task force into unusually high water bills. Recently, the council suspended the top billing tiers for the city's highest water users. Steve Dagnalt, the city's utilities administrator, said only a small fraction of the spiked bills are due to tiered billing.
Of the complaints that we've processed so far, there's about 84 that were both hit the high tier and in our complaint list. The total number that we have determined that hit the high tiers since the beginning of the high tiers till the end was 994 different accounts had touched the high tiers one way or the other.
Dagnalt said the water bill task force has taken some steps to alleviate the problem.
As you know, we've suspended those top two tiers with your help. We appreciate your approval to do that. We've also added plumbers to our high bill investigation list, and they've been helping us go through the investigations a little quicker. We've brought in some temporary help in our call center as well to help with responding to citizens. We've added a message on our calls that tell people what their wait time is, and that's helped both them and us. As you know, we've piggybacked with Hillsborough County on their contract to begin reading meters on a monthly basis.
He said they are still investigating potential causes for the large number of unusually high bills.
All indications that our meters are reading accurately. They are accurately accounting for the water that goes through them, the volume of water. To date, all of our tests would indicate that the software that we use accurately contributes or computes the bills given the reading for the meter that goes through there. We're still conducting tests and investigations throughout our whole process.
The Water Bill Task Force's full report will be presented to City Council on March 17th. Several weeks ago, some Hyde Park residents asked Tampa City Council for an audit of Gasparilla. They feel the city spends too much on sponsoring the event and doesn't get a good return on that investment. Today, Tampa's Recreation Administrator, Santiago Corrada, said this year's Gasparilla Festival cost the city nearly $166,000.
When I talk about the actual true cost of the parade, I want to emphasize that if the parade went away tomorrow, or if we decided not to co-sponsor the event tomorrow, this is the actual amount of money that the city would save by not doing the parade. And the figure for this year is $165,784.87. And I know that that number is very, very different from the number that has been mentioned in the past. This is actual true cost related to the event itself. Since the Super Bowl, we have become very, very flexible in moving staff around that would normally be paid during that day to support the event.
Corrada said that amount doesn't include the cost of salary for police officers because they did not get overtime and would have worked anyway. He told the council he considers the value of the police officer's time for that day an in-kind donation to the festival.